And we are off to the races, ladies and gentlemen. We have a wonderful show. I can't wait to talk to Charlie. Can I get the 411 and all the things that he's doing? We're not going to talk about weather because Dallas has had a little bit of ice and a little bit of snow. And as you know from seeing the Weather Channel, that kind of shuts down all of North Texas because we are not set up for ice and snow. And so you have the people that get out on the roads that still want to drive 110 on ice and snow, and so that's why you have a lot of accidents. I think my wife told me the other day that there's like 110 accidents, you know, one day. It's just, you know, morons out there on the road still driving like as if there's no inclement weather. But we're not going to talk about weather because Charlie's in Boston, and we don't want to rub that in. We're going to have a wonderful show. I want to thank everyone for listening today and letting us be a part of your day. And without any further ado, Charlie, would you do us a favor and introduce yourself to the audience?
Yeah, I'd be delighted to, William. Thank you. A little Sublime on the intro. Do I get to pick
like
my
that.
Own music next time? I like that.
you're going to laugh because we have guests that actually send us music to upload before the show, which is, hey, you know, that's great for us. But no, you did not pick that, but I'm glad you liked it. And I love the fact that you know Sublime.
you should probably put out a drive-through playlist or something. Don't you think?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's coming.
Good. So, anyways, delighted to be here. So, my name is Charlie Dussault, and I work for a wonderful company called Lumes, and I run a group here called Talent Objects. It's a separate business unit within Lumes, and I, you know, William, I feel compelled to confess. Before we start, you know, speaking to the guru who I am speaking with, that everything I've learned about HR has come from sitting around the dinner table with my wonderful wife, Darlene, my two daughters, Danielle, who's 21, she'll be graduating university this year, and Gabby. So my perspective from HR or HCM, I learned around the dinner table. You know, and from kind of being that guy, and I don't know if other people feel like me, you know, not being an HR practitioner. You know, I've always felt like that guy in the specimen of the Petri dish sitting on HR's shelf. You know, I don't know if that resonates with you, but that's kind of how I've always felt, you know?
So, you did say that Lumes, obviously people know Lumes's brand, formerly known as Stepstone, outside of the United States. They rebranded as Lumes, wonderful company, and they've been operating in the United States for a long time. But Talent Objects is a new bit. That's a kind of a new part of the organization. Take us into that. What are you doing there? What are you concocting? What are you cooking up over there at Talent Objects?
God, I hope it's good cooking, but Talent Objects, the mission is to really connect people with companies for the talent journey, and we have a partnership with Salesforce.com, who is just an absolutely fantastic partner, and the partnership is really that, you know, we're delivering these talent management solutions natively on the Salesforce One platform. And, you know, the technology isn't necessarily as important as to what it allows us to deliver. And, you know, because we're OEMing this great platform and they're such a great partner, you know, we can innovate on the platform like it's nobody else's business because they provide the, you know, the world's most trusted, scalable, secure platform that exists. So that's the nature of the partnership we have. That's what Talent Objects is doing, and I'm really excited to say that our first release, our first module, which is Talent Objects Recruit, will be going live on the Salesforce.com App Exchange on March 20th.
Oh, that's genius. So for those that are out there in a lot of companies, you know, the Salesforce uses Salesforce.com, you know, as an SFA. There's all kinds of marketing automation tools that are kind of plugged in to the Force.com, you know, platform. I think there's a couple players that have either historically tried or even currently trying. But y'all have a vision, if I'm not mistaken, y'all have a vision of building kind of an end-to-end talent management suite, but on the Force.com platform. Is that kind of the bit, or kind of am I nibbling around the edges?
Yeah, no, that's definitely the bit. So, you know, our spring release will be Recruit,
mm-hmm.
but you know, what we talk about and what the whole platform gives us is, you know, is the ability to provide a solution, you know, for what we call the talent journey. Right, and the talent journey starts somewhere when companies are looking to be relevant with a talent pool, and you know, how do they connect and engage with that talent pool, and then the journey goes from there to assess and fit and deciding whether it's going to be a good hire, to welcoming the talent, making them successful in the company, and then it ultimately comes around full circle back to when that person who was in the talent pool ultimately becomes an alumni of your company. So that's that's the journey that we're building solutions for, and the way we're doing it, as you said, is on Salesforce One, and
yeah.
How we're doing it is by keeping it simple, you know, making it mobile, huge deal, connecting it to social, and leveraging the Salesforce platform to do that for us.
And you mentioned the AppExchange. The AppExchange, just like, you know, it's going to be like Google Play or what most people would think of as iTunes or things like that. Microsoft also has kind of one of these AppExchange. Salesforce has an AppExchange. What does that get people? Like, once y'all are plugged in there, what do you think some of the kind of the upside of being a part of that AppExchange is going to be for folks?
You know, as much as anything, when you think about the AppExchange, the notion that comes to mind for me is it's Apple iTunes for the business. It really is. So if you think about your personal life, and you know, whether you're using iTunes or something else, you know, that's what the AppExchange is for the business. And you know, I think what's more important for people to understand is, you know, is how we think about solving these problems and what you can get from the AppExchange than to, you know, what a specific feature or function is. And I was listening to a recent show that you did with Michael Heller, you know, mm-hmm. and he talked about this whole idea of millennials are different from everybody else. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I agreed with a lot of what he said, but the thing that we're finding, and this is how I think the AppExchange and what Salesforce does for us actually helps, is that, you know, we're kind of all millennials in some way, right? We're not. I know where I've gotten to from a worker standpoint. You know, I get pretty frustrated when I show up and this HR stuff is hard to use. You know, I had my last company, we were using something called SuccessFactors. And, I'm not picking on SuccessFactors per se, more of my ability to be smart about how I use it. My VP of HR was a wonderful lady. I had so much trouble using SuccessFactors that she said, Charlie, you know what, just put yourself the stuff in Microsoft Word, you know, send it to me, and I'll run success factors for you. And you know, I thought she was a saint. She was my hero for me. You know, so what the AppExchange does is you can go out there, you know, as somebody who's on part of the Salesforce.com ecosystem, and you can find applications for everything, for ERP solutions and recruiting solutions and performance solutions and data solutions. And what's great is I think there's a trend that things like the AppExchange are pulling where the whole user experience is different. I think our design goal of Talent Objects is to provide something where it's an Uber-like user experience or a Zappos-like user experience. And this is where I think I'm not a whole lot different than millennials today. I expect things to work.
Yeah. When you walk into a building, you expect the Wi-Fi to just be seamless. And I like the bit about being mobile friendly and social friendly. I want to get your take on the potential, because Salesforce also has data.com, what used to be the old Jigsaw. Y'all think recruiters will use the data components, be those products or other products, as a way to do sourcing, or have y'all thought about the sourcing part of recruiting?
Yeah, to answer the question, I think they'll use it if it's easy to use.
Yeah.
It's that simple. If it adds value to them, if it doesn't, they're not going to use it. An interesting story that I'll share with you and your listeners, and it'll give you some insight to the way we're thinking. When I came on board at Lumess, and again, I'm just the guy in the petri dish, right? I was overwhelmed. I was absolutely overwhelmed with all the technology, all the investment that is in what we call HCM. And, I went to the events, and I'm at HR Tech. Honestly, I couldn't figure out what half the stuff did. And then, I had this aha moment. I'm like, wow, there's this whole community of people building stuff to analyze me in the petri dish. And I felt really exposed. If it's easy to use, people will use it. And so what we've kind of did to address that, when we started to build out Talent Objects Recruit, we built the world's best business requirements document. This nice technical document. It was thick as a brick. Salesforce.com was actually a lot of help in connecting us up with some development partners to accelerate our development. Exciting for us. We're doing all development for Talent Objects in the United States. Lumess itself is a London-headquartered company, 2,300 customers globally. But this is our first significant entry from a development perspective in the States. So anyways, we did this beautiful business requirements document. And I couldn't make heads or tails out of it. We went to this development partner that Salesforce hooked us up with, and they said, you don't need us. And these guys didn't have anything to do with the HR space or HCM. And I said, well, why is that? And they said, because you already know what you want. And then, kind of light dawned on Marblehead, and long story short, we threw away this business requirements document, assuming that we knew what all these customers wanted, and looking at how much new technology is coming into HCM, it can only be because nobody's gotten it right yet, or nobody's gotten it really right, or right enough. So when we decided to go and build this thing, we went out and interviewed 25 different customers, and the three people that we had that ultimately built what we were doing was a guy running an interview, a guy drawing pictures as we were listening to the questions from the interview with customers and prospects, and then a guy taking notes on user experience. And, that's why I emphasize, if it's easy to use, people will use it.
Yeah, it's funny. Add something else to the vocabulary, something John and I have found in our first wave of research is user satisfaction, that people can actually be satisfied or happy or love the software that they use. So a lot of the ideas around user adoption or usage and consumption is how do we get people to use the software? But beyond that, the kind of the next place from that is they're happy in using the software. They're satisfied in using their love to use the software. So it's not something we talk about a lot in the industry, but it's kind of the next wave. It's where we go after we kind of deal with the usage, consumption, and adoption stuff. Let me ask a quick question on the delete. Okay.
Yeah, you know, call me Napoleon, but I still get a kick when I land at SFO, and I hit the Uber button and I can see the car, you know, running around this little map on my phone. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I still get a charge out of that. And I probably used Uber 100 times, but that's kind of how we're trying to, you know, reimagine the whole way that we bring solutions to market like this. You know, so just reinforcing your point about, you know, how easy is it to use, and do people really like to use it? Because I don't hear people talk about it much.
No, not and out of the 22,000 recruiting and HR products in the world, very few, if any, are really talking about satisfaction, about how one can be, you know, like your Uber app. You love to use that app, but that's just software. At the end of the day, that's just soft Facebook. You know, that's just soft Instagram. I can't imagine life without Instagram. That's just software, but I love to use it. So we've got to kind of get HCM to a place where the software is not just business critical, mission critical software, but that people, the users, actually love using the software. You mentioned Lumess a second ago, and I want to make sure that the audience kind of gets the delineation of what Lumess does and serves and what Talent Objects does and serves.
Yeah, sure. So separate business units, first of all. So our investor, if you will, who owns 100% of Talent Objects, is Lumess, and you know that's the big company, $100 million in revenue, thousands of customers globally, lots of languages that do talent management and HCM solutions. And so we were founded out of the partnership with Salesforce.com as a business focused on completely building next generation HCM. And the reason why we've been set up as a separate unit is because we continue to invest heavily in advancing our Lighthouse Talent Link solution from Lumess, our ET Web solution. So that's continuing, fine and well. And, I hesitate to use the word cowboy. I can hear my CEO now, or feel my CEO's boot up my hindsight now. But with this group, with no rules, if you had no rules, what would you do? And that's what we're doing.
Nice. Now, tell me a little bit about Dreamforce. Did you attend Dreamforce this year? Moreover, what's going to be the bit for y'all at Dreamforce this year, 2015?
Yeah. Oh my goodness, Dreamforce. I mentioned my daughter Danielle. She's graduating from university this year, and I started out trying to be her HR advisor. She's actually more of my HR advisor now. But last year was my first Dreamforce. I've been a user of Salesforce.com for about 13 years. So I was an early customer, and my first Dreamforce was amazing. I think the Wall Street Journal described it best: part tech conference, part TED Talks, and part rock concert. Just remarkable. 120, 130,000 people descended on San Francisco. Last year, and your listeners should understand this, I believe there were 103 HR-related tracks. So this year at Dreamforce, we'll be a gold sponsor there. I think I will bring my daughter and my wife. I think it's such a good learning event to come to. And, our theme is really going to be around collaboration. you know, collaboration between HR with the talent pool, with the line of business. You know, one of the beautiful things, if we talk about heroes and the heroes who come to Dreamforce, it's a great place for HR heroes to come, because if HR has a solution that they love to use, that their business partners are already familiar with, and the CIO has already standardized on the platform, you know, I think that only helps to drive the collaboration in the organization between HR and line of business. And one of the things that we'll be showing at Dreamforce, that actually, you know, releasing it March 20th, is the integration we have with Chatter on Salesforce, and how we're leveraging communities on Salesforce. It's all about collaboration and mobile for us.
Oh, that's genius. You mentioned early on that you kind of came out, you came to HR from a different place, and you were surprised by certain things. And you've talked to a ton of people, a lot of Lumes customers, I'm sure. What's been surprising to you? I mean, like, what's been the most surprising about the practitioner reality, or the practitioner, the HR practitioner experience? Like, what they do day in and day out. What's been the biggest surprise for you?
You know, I'll actually share a quote with you. The biggest surprise for me is, boy, they have a hard job. You know, I think it may be the hardest job in the business, one. And then two, a lot of folks in HR are remarkably lucid about certain things. I mentioned to you earlier about these interviews that we did to, we said, hey, we're not smart enough to do this ourselves. But by the way, it's cheaper if you get your customers to design the product too. Then you don't have to hire all these designers. we interviewed a company, HEB. Do you know HEB? Kind of down in your neck.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So they're a $20 billion grocery chain. It's a huge company. It's a huge company. And to put a point on how lucid they can be and how they can give such good insight that we used, we interviewed the head of recruiting at HEB. And she said to us, she said, you know, it's great that you guys are off doing this, and I want all these features and functions, but she said, you know, you guys got to realize our candidates, you know, meaning the candidates are looking to hire, our candidates are our customers, so a recruiting solution needs to be developed with that in mind. Now, William, I got to tell you, I'm a tech guy, and I think I understand technology. And, you know, I've never heard a clearer business requirement in all my life. I mean, that little story and snippet, you know, put me in a whole different place in terms of what we need to do to deliver solutions that, you know, practitioners in the space want to use.
Yeah. What do you think is the responsibility in terms of change? Because we all deal with change differently. And so when Talent Objects first lands its, you know, first 100 clients, you're displacing something. The status quo, Post-it notes, Excel spreadsheets, stone tablets, other software, something. They did it an old way. Now they're going to do it this new way with using Talent Objects. What's the responsibility around change and change management from a vendor perspective? Like, what should we do or do a better job of to help them get from that old way to the new way?
So as to be authentic about the answer, I don't know, other than that, we become a catalyst, because it's so easy to use, such that those organizations can accomplish the goals they have or the things that they may have once not thought possible. Go back to the Uber thing. Uber didn't change my life or anything, but I got to tell you, it's a heck of a lot more predictable for me to get in a car, you know, after some event at the Javits Center, you know, knowing when it's going to be there. And you know, listen, you know, as you know, I don't have the sexiest legs in the world. I can't put my leg out and hail a cab very easily. You know, so you know, in that regard, Uber kind of changed my life. So, you know, if we can help enable change that companies know they need to make because we make it easier, you know, I think that's all that we can, you know, strive for. Does that resonate with you at all?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, it's meeting them where they are, you know, and what they need. They, you know, some firms that you're going to interact with are going to be great at change management. Some of them aren't. They're going to struggle with it. And it's then, you know, what's that blanket of love that you can wrap around them and take care of them? And maybe it's more training and, you know, maybe whatever it is, you want them to use the platform. And I think, yeah. The beauty of having a brand new company on a brand new platform is you're not saddled with a bunch of history. You're not saddled with a bunch of, you know, the way we used to do it, et cetera. You can do it any way you want. So that's great. You're not.
No, it is.
Yeah, you're not.
And you know, by the way, you know, you know, sometimes to the chagrin of certain people, even our own organization.
Good point.
It was really cheap, and you know, I feel pretty good about a revisionist history here, saying, yeah, you know, we let the customers design this thing for us. I saved all kinds of money, you know. But the fact is what we didn't do, TalentLink, you know, TalentLink, you know, our feature product from Lumess, you know, has filled tens of thousands of jobs. It's a great solution. But what we didn't do is we didn't put the features in TalentLink to TalentObjects, nor did we even start with, and this was good for me, as I said, because I don't know anything about HR or recruiting, right? We didn't even start with looking at a list of features and benefits and trying to figure out how to port those things over into large. You know, we just completely did it grounds up, and we found some really interesting things along the way.
Oh, that's genius. One of the things
that we found is most stuff that people stuff into the bag of what they call a piece of software in features, the people who have to use it day to day don't even care about.
Well, you're absolutely spot on. It becomes feature bloat, and it's like the old-fashioned, well, you can remember the Cold War. It's an arms race. It's a features race, and all of a sudden you wake up with a feature bloat with software that, you know, the people use 10% of. First of all, I'm super excited. I'm super excited for y'all, and this is a big step. It's a wonderful play with a wonderful partner, and I just can't wait to see kind of how it all plays out, because I think I've been wanting something to happen with Salesforce.com for a long time. I'm just really glad that y'all got a deal done with them. They're going to be a great – they want it to be successful, so that'll help. That'll help a lot. They want it to be successful. You want it to be successful. Go ahead.
No, you have to join us at Dreamforce as well. I do think it's the future. Whether you use Salesforce.com or not, you know, I think there's, you know, right before our eyes. And by the way, you know, I'm a Bill Hewlett and Dave Packard HP Wayer. You know, if you want to know my culture and, you know, how I grew up and what values and things are important to me, you know, read The HP Way by Dave Packard. He penned it shortly before he died. You know, but there's a hole. I mean, what we're experiencing now is you know, old tech and new tech. And you know, new tech is Salesforce. You know, old tech are some of these bigger legacy companies, you know, that have the legacy issues and just can't innovate quickly enough to give a customer what they want.
Right, Well, we just burned through 31 minutes. It moved that fast, and I knew it would. But we're gonna go. We're gonna roll up. First of all, everyone, thanks for listening to Drive Through HR, letting Charlie and I invade your ear hole for 30 minutes. We absolutely appreciate you, Charlie. Thank you for the time. I know how busy you are. Appreciate your time. Can't wait to see all the good stuff that comes out of your firm this year. And everyone, one more day, and it's the weekend. So there you go. It's Thursday. Everyone have a wonderful Thursday, and we'll roll out to a little Sublime. Thanks, Charlie.
Early in the morning, rising to the street. Light me up that cigarette, and I strap shoes on my feet. Got to find a reason. Reason things went wrong. Got to find a reason why my money's all gone. I got a Dalmatian.